Simin Kuf Beis, Sif Beis. Again, forgive me for my funny voice. Yesh Misha Omer, Shalom Omer Dova Sheshel Matirin, Elak Shamatir Osid Lovo, Al Kolponin. Omer Matir Gadol Asosa, Lo Hefst. Such as Hataras Medar. Avol Dover Shein Biyara Veinu Vaday Shiyava Hamatir Einu Bidin Dover Hishamatir Lefecha Beitza Shel Sofek Treifa Shenis Arva Bacheres Einu Bidin Dover Hishamatir Shein Hamatir Bivaday Veinu Biyara. It may happen if he lives 12 months, gives more eggs, but it's not a Vaday. And it's not Biyoto, so it's not. We saw yesterday that Bar Heitev Rebosai, Kashav Moshe Mulevuv. What do you tell me? In Amatir, Bevadai. No, no, Shematir. Nothing is Matir. Trefer was Trefer. Kosher is Kosher. Nothing changed. What's the answer? No, it's talking about Yontif. Yontif is what changes. Yontif, in fact, does change. But the question becomes, who cares if it changes from Suffolk Muchan, right? Which we say on Yom Tov. It's going to be awesome anyway. Mishim Treifa. That's the tension over here. That's the tension over here. Okay, so we saw the Bar Heitev. Let's see the Pischei Tshuva. Talks about the same exact Shaila. Pischei Tshuva. Rabbosai. Let's see over here. Pischei Tshuva. Sivkot and Dalet. Quoted Tzemach Tzedek. Beitz is Trefa Shenol de Beyomtev. Vinis Arva. There's both things on it. Trefa and Yomtev. And the Shoel wanted to say, it's not Yesh Lamatir, and you know why? Came in the Gam Acha Yomtev, Lo Yia Heter, Below Bittel, Mikoach Trefis. Who cares that Yomtev's going to go away? But Trefis is going to remain. And Huzal, the Tzemach Tzedek, argues, Cholikolo, the Mikomakom, Vada Sheyovul, the Heter Ktsas, the Leacha Yomtev, Yistalek, Yisra Kurl, the Hainu, Nola, the Muchan, right? The Chomar, the Efshel, the Mevin, the Heter, Avdinon, Prichodesh, Minchas Yankov, etc. Very big Yisod. It's Dovash Yeshla Matir in the sense that, how should we put it in the best possible way? That there'll be one Isser taken off. One will remain, and one will be taken off. What kind of status does that have? So Machloik is here in the Pischei Tshuva, so Kodin Dalit, is that Yeshla Matir? Because after all, let's get rid of one Isser. Or is that considered to be Eino Matirin? At the end of the day, it's going to remain Usser for the other reason. That's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. That's the question. Oh. Comes to Akiva Eger and says, I've arrived from the Rambam. The Rambam says that Chometz. Coming to Pesach soon, right? What, 3 weeks from today? First day Pesach, right? Believe it or not. Rambam says that Chometz gets mixed up with the Dava Sheyesh Lo Matir. Why? After Pesach. Whoa. What do you mean? Was it Easter of Habal Yirah? You can't hold on to it. What are you saying? Must be Rabosai, and with respect to the Easter of holding on to it, it's Bottle. With respect to the Easter of eating it, it's not Bottle. So you see, Klar, it's with respect to Achila, it's a Dovah Sheyesh Lo Matir, and with respect to holding on, it's a Dovah Sheyesh Lo Matir. See here too? This is a very tricky and ticklish issue these kinds of situations. But for the lack of time, we'll start Siv Gimel and leave this alone. Siv Gimel, Rabbi said. Siv Gimel, we know already. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was going to make a question. Isn't that the point? Is that not
the question? What are the details? What's the situation here? So the question is, basis of subject trade for when? Yontif or not Yontif?
Why should I have to be Yontif?
That's what it's, didn't you read the, that's what the, exactly what the Baraita said. So what beta shall serve a trefa on Yontif?
Right, but why is he
supposed
to say that?
And he says it's not a Yesh Lamatirin, because even though Yontif is Yesh Lamatirin, but trefa is Yesh Lamatirin. And we already saw before in the Pitzchit Shuvah, and everyone agrees to that. Some say that's considered Yesh Lamatirin because the Yontif part is going to be removed. No, he's saying like this. He thinks in his kasha that there's nothing to talk about trefa. The only reason why he's saying that trefa is endless material is for technical reasons. What's the technical reason? I don't know for sure it's going to give lay more eggs to live 12 months. Forget about that. Even without that consideration, you shouldn't consider it to be davish yesh lamatirin, because nothing's going to change. The understood the yesh lamatirin means it was asur on yontif, and it's mutter if the yontif is over. That's what's bothering.
Yeah, but if you could take it out of the status of being a trade, but it would be yesh lamatirin. Or you can't.
I don't understand. If he's not talking about a case of yontif, okay, which is a simple pshat, as you said, then nothing will ever change. In halacha, nothing's going to change. Maybe our knowledge base will expand. But he's assuming in Parhete that Yesh Lamatirin means an item which is presently awesome and tomorrow is going to be mutter. The calendar is going to make it mutter. It doesn't apply to trade. That's what's bothering. Said it through on Yontif. Yontif. Of course it applies. Yontif is awesome. Make up all its mutter. That's what he's assuming. Not everyone agrees with him. Okay, but that's the assumption of the Parhei. Yes?
Where is the Rebbe here that Rebbe was mentioning?
Shuvasim and Samachay. No, it's not here.
It's not here.
No, sorry. Shuvasim and Samachay. Okay, Siv Gimel, we've seen it already. Rebbe also has to take Siv Gimel. We're going to see it again now. We're going to see it again. Kli Shenesa Mebliyas Isser. Shenesari Vacher. Veinu Nikar. I don't know which one is which. Botel Barov. V'yein donin also kedova sheesh lamatirin. Why? V'shet tzorech lahotzi olav hotzos la'agilo. V'chein kol kayotzim. That's expensive. If it's expensive, it's not considered the dova sheesh lamatirin. The obvious question here, which is raised both by the Bari HaShulchan and by the Megillas Esther, Megillas Sefer, excuse me, and we're going to see it over here, because we have this in front of us, and not everyone has a body of Shulchan, so we'll see it here. Somewhere here. Well, let's first analyze what the question is. I'd rather see it. Well, let's see. Okay. Oh. Siv Gimel. Who has a Bari HaShulchan? Let's try to see it that way. It's easier for me to see it there. So, you'll check me out. Whoever has it. The very first word of the sif is kli. On the word kli, the Bari HaShulchan has a whole paragraph in the Biurim. It's the following kasha. What's the point, Rabbi Osai? We're saying a kli, which gets mixed up with other kelim, is not a davar sheyesh lamatirin. You know why? Because it's expensive. Look what he writes. Kasha. Look, Shemagil Kli Shu Ben Yomo. Why are you relying on bittul now that the one tray for kli is bottled in five other kalim? Just to agola, you don't need bittul. Not true. Hagola, you need bittul also. Why? The treifus goes from the pot into the water and becomes bottled b'shishin. That's his kash. It's a great kash. You'll tell me, we spoke about this a long time ago, we don't kasher ben yomo. You wait till it's eno ben yomo. And then it's next simon, kuf gimel. Nos and tam lefgam. Well, we mentioned this once before, if you have a good memory, it's opposed to the Ra'oz on Shita. The Rashbo says that no Saint Tam Lefgam is based upon what? Who remembers? Bittul again bittul. So whichever way you go, here bittul, there bittul, everywhere bittul. So therefore, no matter which way you slice it, gonna have bittul. Why don't you take a look on the Shachar, Bosai? Simen Kuf Gimel Sivkot on Hay. Because he quotes it over here in the Biur. Give a look, please. Simen Kuf Gimel Sivkot on Hay. There's some coming attractions for the next Simen. Zelashon Arashba. The Rashba says it's bottle, he says. The Therish is bottle. I'm a Sharina Makulo in terms of how you calculate the bittle. It says it doesn't taste like anything. We give him a vatlet anyway. See, claw is based upon bittle. So what's the difference? What do you gain? Either way, you're going to be left with bittle. This is the cash of the Biurim. Continue on the page. Kuf. Ayin Beis. Who's he quoted from? Kiveger. Simchov Zionist is Kasha. Now, another Kasha he asks. Rabosai, the Shach right over here, on our Sif, the Shach Sif Kotn Ches, writes, Lefianes Daiti Nire, Tafilu Bechol Echad Bifnei Atzmo, Osu Lishtamish, Al Achar Me Eis Le Eis. Why? It's Yesh No Matirim in HaTorah. On the level of the Oraisa, once you wait 24 hours, it's Mutter. No Sintam Lefgam. Pshh. Frek the Bekiveger. Wait a minute. You wait 24 hours. What happens then? What happens then is Bittul again. It's again Bittul. So what are you telling me? Don't make sure to do kasher. Because otherwise you're relying on bittul. When you kasher, you're relying on bittul anyway. When you wait 24 hours, you're again relying on bittul. Everything's bittul. Everything's based upon bittul. Pischei Tshuva over here, Sivkot Vav, quotes this. Take a look, please, on both sides. Pischei Tshuva, Sivkot Vav. Look. Ayin b'tshuvas Rabbeinu Akiva Egeza. Neroyor was still alive at the time. Simchav Zayin. Hikshal HaShach. Zakayim Olon b'simen Kuf Gimel Sivbeis. Benom Sintam Lefgam Ben Yenigam Kein Rov. Adem Mevasha B'kli Shena Ben Yom Samchina Na'ika Rov. Im Kein. Hahet Tadena Ben Yomo. Yegam Kein Mishun Bittul. Memela. So what do you tell me? It's Yesh Lamatirin, and you would have had to kasher all the pots. Were not for the extra expense. Stop, that's ridiculous. Here bittul, there bittul. So once you need bittul anyway, you might as well use it even when it's a ben yomo and rely upon bittul. That's the kasha of Rabbi Kivek. Pesachei Shiva quotes it over here in Sifkatan Vav. Gam Divya Rash Batzvo, Rabbi Kivek says, the knock at a time became the Tzor Chotzi Otzos, Nagel Kosher Zos. Hagam Balavochi, Kamim Yagil O Yachsav Yev Lamei Amayim, is basing upon Bito. So the Shach is Shver, the Mechav is Shver, Rabbi Kivek asks, everything is relying upon Bito. So again, how do you get out of that kasha? So before we get out of that kasha, let's get out of the next kasha. He quotes the Tzlach, we saw this yesterday, the same Pesachei Teshuva. What did he say? Dove sheish no matir in lo botel hayin al inyan achila. The mamon ha-shach ma sheyoch al ha-yom lo yoch al-amocha. Ken achila zu sheyoch al ha-yoch al-yom yibin se yoch al-yoch al-amocha behet. Avon yin tiltu. Leiz et zorech lo shayach. Dove sheh matir in. Sheh yoch al-atat lo yom. Gam l-amocha. Frek the Pesachei Teshuva. In Cain, the last line of Sifkat Vav. Huadin, gam bezeh lo havi l'shematirin, lo yochol l'shtamish b'kli zu hayom, v'gam l'machar. Gim nashima sherosu l'shtamish hayom b'kli zu, ein lo matirin. What a great kasha. What's the answer? Who wants to give an answer? He gives an answer over here in the Bali HaShulchan. Give a look. It's right there. Page Kuf Ayin Gimel. Biblias. Yesh. He says he answers the kasha. A very beautiful answer he gives. The answer is Rabosai. It's about 10 lines off the line against the word Dehoyser. Dehoyser kan. Ho eno ala kli. El al b'liyas ha'yisr shebetocho. Rabot said, the cleats are made from metal. Metal is kosher. You don't eat the metal. The metal is neutral. B'liyas yisr shebetocho. Shekesh shemishtamish b'kli. Ochel miplate as also yisr. V'abitl mo'il lechol osa plato. V'resha masha ochel ayom. Whatever comes out today. Eino ochel l'mochor. So it's a Yeshua Matir in the corner of the Tzlach. Murray the Gateris, the Pesach Shuvah's Kash. Pesach Shuvah's, you can use the pot today, use the pot tomorrow. The Beirurim answers, we're not discussing the pot. We're discussing the tray which is absorbed into the pot. That it comes out piecemeal. Some comes out today, some comes out tomorrow. But what comes out today is not coming out tomorrow. So therefore, it's a classical case of Yeshua Matir. Word not for the fact of Otsos. Yes. Could be. Now the Shach in Sifkat and Ches quotes that there were those who argue with the svar of Hotzos. Kind of Hotzos. Hotzol agilo hefsin muadu, the Maril says. It's such a small amount. I had to heat up some water. That's considered an expense, heating up water. Costs a nickel, penny. That's not considered to be a significant enough expense, quotes the Shach Sifkat and Ches from the Maril. The Taz has a different reason. A different reason. What's his reason, Rabbi Osai? Look carefully. He says, what's Vayeshna material we saw before? It comes by itself, or it's a mitzvah. Here, neither nor. Doesn't come by itself. Not a mitzvah necessarily, so therefore it's not considered to be a yeshna matirin at all. That's pashut pshat that way. So writes the Shach, the Taz of Kot and Ches. Shani nedarim pischet shiva quotes it involved. The yesh mitzvah b'hatarason, as opposed to kasher. Oh. So now. Nara Bosai. Look over here. Watch this. Oh. He's number one. Pavim she'ein klal otzah. Zero expense. For example, the same tircha that he's kashing a kli, which he knows for sure to strafe. For the same tircha that you heated up water and then you can take everything else and put it into the same pot. No otzos at all. Okay, that's not considered to be otzos, he says. Okay. Then the following, this is an amazing case. This can easily happen in your house. Him is arev kli achaya betvila v'kelim shekfahut pulu. Eino bottle. Both sides. In many cases you did tefillas kelim on, and one you didn't, and they got mixed up, not bottle. Came and the eshlam atirim lit polos kulam, v'chayav lit polos kulam kibbe brocha. Can you imagine that? The afim tzorach l'shalem avurkach, ain't a bottle. Came and also tzor shemotzi al kli echad, yotzi al tefillas kama kelim. Yeah. What about the following? Here's a tricky. Bekelim rabim, a kitchen, a commercial kitchen. Harbe ma'od kelim, hundreds and hundreds of spoons, and one spoon wasn't titled. Yesh was at tircha rabba, litpolos kol hakelim, was a yesh lahakel. Isa she'en la matirin alay de Torah godol, lochosh v'esh la matirin, quotes the various sources. Rabosai, who wants to define a tircha gadol? How many? Do I hear 50 kelim, 100 spoons, 200 spoons? What's called tircha gadol? Doesn't give any numbers over here. Doesn't give a number. What are the sources? He quotes a pri chadash, sivkotan, it's in sivkotan ches, I looked it up. It's based upon the Rambam. Rabosai. I live in, let's say, the Galil. And I have some foods got mixed up, and some of it is Meiser Sheni. There's discussion. Is it bottle or not bottle? So some say it's Dava Sheyesh Lamatir. Why? Bring it to Yerushalayim. You bring it to Yerushalayim, everything's mutter. Others say it's a tremendous tircha. The Shlef from the Galil to Yerushalayim, it's a tremendous tircha. It seems to be the opinion of the Rambam on the Mishnah Bikurim Peg Beis Mishnah Gimel, as opposed to the Rash there and the Rashi in Bava Metzia Dafnun Gimel. Taisus says there in Bava Metzia, if it's Rochok Harbe, it's not Yeshna Matir. Again, the same story. Torah Harbe, Rochok Harbe. No one's given us exact details. It's really hard. It's hard to know. It's hard to know. Just giving you the outlines, the details I cannot supply. Ela sheish lodun, shle yizbata mishin dekli avadava shebeminyin. Because you count them. But not by the pound. You count every pot, every dish separately. If it's kli habalu mi iser, the prima garden does not have a shem minyan. Why? Came and they destroy machmas atzma, machmas abulia. You need machmas atzma. Abul kli shelo hutbal was never put to the mikvah, not to absorb tarfus. Havi isura mi atzmo, below botel machmas hayoso. Have a shem minyan. Okay. Ein Zorach hier, in Offen Zeh, im Yevorech al Tfilas Kelim. What's he talking about? He's worried about Tavash and Minyan, maybe it's really bottled, different opinions, it's Machlokas. But for a bracha, according to the Mechaber, now we're talking Tfilas Klal. I don't understand what he's saying. If one of the Kelim, we know for a fact, requires Tfilas, so make a bracha, have in mind that one. Unless they're about hefsek. To take a too long a time. I have 100 kelim, I'll get to it to 100 kelim down the road, it'll be too way of a hefsek. I'm not exactly sure what the bracha issue was over here. No. That's what he suggested. Now, let's go further. Masha Rashba says, I did a goal of next generation of Matirin. He doesn't understand beer. Shere Kli Atzmo Eino Asu. Ela Machmas HaBoluaba. Vayadei HaGolo Ein Heter L'Yisra HaBolua. Ela Shesh Afshoros Lahotzi Yisra Yisra HaBolua Bikli L'Makom Acher. Uvamokom Shetia HaTairovas Bekenem Tia Tairovas B'Soch HaMayim. Umadua Nachshiv Zol Shesh HaMatir. You're not being matirin. What you can do is move it to another place. Chavaz Das explains. You can remove it. Zokta. That's going to Rashi. Okay, here too. Get rid of it. Fine. According to the Ran, Hachmiru Mishum the Nechshav Keter Beheter Ha Nicha Shela Yisr Yesh Heter. Yeah. Masheke Menino Nidan Del Yisr Ein Heter Al Dev Shela Otsiya Mekan Mel Havar Sa Tarovas Mokam Acher Umadua Shezei Yichoshik Tarovas Shel Heter Beheter. That's the Kashas Tazas Kashas of Kohen Ches. I thought there's no Kash at all. Here's Yavish B'Yavish, Rabbi Osai. One pot and many pots. We just got to saying before, that Yavish B'Yavish, there is no Ran. The Ran is talking about Lach Polach. It's Yavish B'Yavish. It's a cash against what it says over here. I don't know. Oh. So now we come, Rabbi Osai, to the terrace of those two caches of Rabbi Kiva Eger, which we had seen, which is very important. Of course, Rabbi Kiva Eger's caches. Let's see it again. A chazara. Gam shemagal akli ben yomo isa nifad chozav nivla bekli shishin. Also bittel. Right. Yes.
But it's a different bittel.
Correct.
So why should I?
But it's still bittel. And even if you wait till the next day, vayda bittel. It's a shach. Why wait till the next day? B'kivegesh b'tzarachim. Here's a very important teretz. Versh. Watch this, guys. A beautiful teretz of the Megillah Sefer to this Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. The Yishlevoi or Inyan al Pimashik Osavnu. The Yisod Adin Shal Dova Shesh Lo Matiri Deino Bato Afilu Bialaf Vadin Shem Vadis Alachat Chila Hu Bishoresh Echa. What's that? The Chazal Lohoya Noach Lahem Shanoshim Yismichu Alachat Chila Al Adin Shal Bittel Berov Lahat Eresa Yisurim. I don't like it. Some call kach rak b'diyevet. They have to be bonim she yisrael. Avlo lechatchil. V'lochein. Number one, imavad lisa lechatchila. Number two, v'gal acha shekfon is arif. Im yesh lo matirin, and lispachal abitul. Fine. Very nice. Watch the exception coming up right now. Watch the exception. Yes. Not necessarily. It's all the Rabbanim. Avo, Hagolas Kalim, who often Shemutter Levatel Al Yodo Isa Lechatchila. When the Chazal ordained Hagolas Kalim Lechatchila, they meant it's bitless, which is permitted Lechatchila. Kachtik Lechachamim. The Gan Klish Shom Esliyes, and if Gan Tamil Mutter Levashabo Lechatchila, Afadasir Ashbo, Shetu Hurak. Ayde bittel, Rashi Chazal goes in binyama to binyama. Have a mitzvah bittel, ain't mazay iser. Vayezer b'chozeh. Do I look back? Look back because it's clearly saying a miskav of the kaf, whatever maybe. Ubittel akliya balua me iser. Kalim shel heter nefshav le iser legabe bittel ayde hagolo ayde shiashenem es liyes. Why? Kevin Shabitl Kli Ben Akelim, who bitl Shahosal as also the Chatchil. Shagan Eleha Golo, I lay Shomes the S. She's a bitl ha Mutl Chatchil, Meredik. What a beautiful answer. True, it's a bitl today, a bitl tomorrow. But the bitl today is the bitl which we're supposed to studiously avoid. the bit left tomorrow, whether people have just leaving it or by doing kashering on it, that's the bit which Chazal encouraged. The Yeshna Matirin, from a bit which is discouraged to a bit which is encouraged. Nupshat, answering Rabbi Akiva Vegas Kash. I like it. I think it's a good Kash, a good terrace for Rabbi Akiva Vegas Kash. Came nearly. Once we're here, we continue. He's on a roll, as we say. Right? The Taz writes, you have three kelim, watch this now. Asur lecho mikol tarovis kelim zeb zubi yachad. Kagon. She'arev yachad gimel ma'acholim shinit spashu b'gimel kelim elu. You have three kelim. Two are kosher, one is tray. You cooked in all three. You want to eat all three foods together? No. Because one of them, by definition, is from a tray for sauce. Wow. And therefore the Taz said, if it's going to be long term, you're afraid you'll forget. You'll use them all three together. You better kosher them. Taz says kosher all of them. So the Taz says, no. Just kasha one of them. Once you kasha even one, it's no longer a vada yisr. Okay, this is something that's just fascinating. Oh. Let's turn on both sides to see the Mishmitzo Zov Sivkotan Zayin. Look inside, please, if you don't mind. Look inside. Mishmitzo Zov Sivkotan Zayin. Back at Sivbeis, which is what he spoke about, if you recall, the Pisket Shuvah with the Bar Hetev, says it's Taz Zayin, Mishmasozov Zayin. Ayin Taz, Tzemach Tzedek, Lotema, Achshav Ochel, Besofik, Isser Torah. Ayyadei bitl yamtin kedat shetei muteres bebirur midoraisa yafikosav. This is a very good idea. So too, sofik treifa or vaday treifa biyomtiv have a davash yesh lematirin inyan yomtiv prichodesh minchas yankov. So he says, v'kol shekein. Shemarviach miyisit Torah l'derabonon ayin shach oschess. If there are two yisurim and knocked down to one yisur, even that's called yeshlo matirin. How much more so if you knock it down to a deraisa to a derabonon, and he tells you, look at the shach sif katan ches. What does shach say? Wait 24 hours. Why? You knocked it down from a Doraisa to a Derabanan. Yeah. Meridik. So says the Mishpatzel Zov. Good. Let's chazmik in over here. Watch this. Right. Das HaShach Af often shein tzorach lahagel as hakelim u'mishim shakorach b'hot soz mikom akom tzorach lahamten meis lies ad she yipogim tam ha'isa sheyei mutter min ha'tarif. Says the Mishpat Zov, we just saw it, see from the Shach v'marviach me'isa toral yisra rabbonam kam zanech shav yishna matirin sherei gam acham tono meis lies adayin osam ed rabbonam lishtamesh b'kli. The Gazu ain't a Benyomo, Ata Benyomo. It's your game. Says the Prima God, if you saw it, Kavachom, every Mashakos of Atzemach Tzedek or Achronim, the Beit says Trefa, Shinolda, Beyomtiv, Vinisarva, Beyelef, ain't a Betela, the Eshna Matirin, the Indian is the Yomtiv. We saw it earlier today. Avshayna Matirin, the Indian is the Munk, he's a Trefa. Kavachom, if you knock it down from what? With the Raisa, the Derabonon. Very nice, so far, so good. Haran, Psachim Zayim and Beis, Mavua. Shalok, Kedivri, Prima Gordim. Look at this. Against Iran, it's not a good place to be. What did Ran say? Nokat. The chometz be Pesach lo nechshav the Yoshe Shematirin. Kevin shekam achar a Pesach, osim be the Rabbanim. Chometz she'over all of a Pesach. So it has no matirin. Wait a minute. But according to the people got it, knock down from the Doraisa to the Rabbanim. Called the Eshel Matirin. The Ran's beferish against the Prima God. All Koladin Shadosh went through the Rabbanon, Nisha is the Rabbanon, the next one is Matirin. Beferish. I, the Rambam says, as I mentioned earlier today, it's the Eshel Matirin Chometz. Nah. Whole different story. Hold the Taruvus Lo Kansu Achara Pesa. It's the next one, Shesh Matirin the Gamre. Since after Pesach gets mixed with other things, it's Mutter. That itself is the Yeshua Matirin, the post of Chometz Pesach was the Mashu. The Kitzah Nimritz, these sources all seem to be stacked up against the Shach. The Ran seems to say, you knock it down from the Doraisa to the Rabbanon, it's not considered to be a Yeshua Matirin. Yep. It's a serious problem. Serious problem. Serious problem. Oh, by the Shulchan Chavtes, Tocha the Shach, because of the Rab, he wants to suggest the Teretz. Why? To be the Raisa, the Rabbon, and the Nechshvesh, the Matiri. The Shani Hocha, back to the episode a few minutes ago, Sha'acha Meyes Lies. For Isser Mutal the Gamri, Gamad Rabbanon, Varaya, Sheba Ovar Obishal Hatavshil the Mutarin. Now, both sides. Once you wait 24 hours, the food becomes pogum, it's Heta Gomer. Filu, Imtsara Bitul Barov, Latan Pogum Zer, Nechshav the Heta Gamad Rabbanon, as he explained earlier. Sheyoisu Mutal Asaskan the Chatkila. The next of the head to the Gabi Abitl, should enter over Sakel? I chazal men exera, eina ben yomo, ota ben yomo, isu chodesh al ashtamish is bekli ashla, yeah. But isu atzma belua bekli, yesh lo heter gomor. Everything is yesh the matirin, you have to hold on to it for 24 hours. And the other case, where the isu itself will remain awesome in Rabbonim, maybe the Shach would agree to the Ran, not called Yeshua Matir. Very nice. Mar b'shalom ba'olam. Oh. The next line, the same as the Biurim. Pischei Tshuva, Shachs against the Tzlach. Ta-da. No steer. After the Kliyei Matirin, Lash also, yeah. Abel Yisr, Abel Luav. I read you from the Bar Yashuva. The Kli, Yesh lo matirin. There are isur zeh, dino kishar dvar machol, she'en yochol le'al nismimenu ela pamachas. She'shenu ad lemochach, v'enu behete. Ah, you're losing your stamshis in the kli? Who cares? Isur atzmo is yesh matirin. That's his teretz. We saw the same teretz that he quotes it. Shavrisi, the Bari HaShulchan, cause of Cain. I read it to you before, in the Bari HaShulchan. I was like to show you inside. He quotes it. He says he said it on his own. Two giants, halacha, mechavent to the same teretz. Oh. So far, so good. Now, Rabbi says it's going to be a chazara, but we saw it last week. But we have to chaz. I'm reading from this. The tarova shall kalin min mishen amino. Kagon. Klia balua mi bosa in the vela. Shinisar be kalin balua mi erokus. O kli chalabi be kalin besarian. Bach says, Eno botel klau. The nechsham shakli achalavi. Nikar. Direct shiifka be tapshal shabishal be kli achalavi. Yagish tamachalab be bosa shemavashal shom. Even 1,000? They're all awesome. Is the Marival. The Bach and the Shach argue, Batl Barov, Ad Shepogea B'Tam HaYisr, Batl Barov, Rakisha Pogabo Azugariser because of an air. Okay, so you'll spit it out. It's dark liflot also. Spit it out. Okay, Kaimalon. So far, so good. Well, this is, we saw already this a while ago. But I want to show it to you again. So far. Oh. Oh. This same Yisod is found in Siman Kuf Tes. Chatichas Issa Shinesarva Mishal Heter Min B'Shein Amina V'Nikar Tzach V'Tam Lo B'Mare. Prichodesh says, not bottle at all, because you're going to taste it. Other parts will say, no, it's bottle. If you bump into it, you have to spit it out. Right now it's bottle. Same machlokas over here, Rabosai, in Siman Kuf Beis, it's a machlokas in Siman Kuf Tes. Oh, fine. Chavez Das, he quotes, he saw this already inside, it's a cotton gimel. Acha v'ashach hitzuch l'hamtam eis li'eis, lo yocha lova l'da yisr, teratam kvar nifkam, v'lachain batl l'berubo. If you taste this batl anyway, it's not ton nifkam. Katitzar l'bir, teray gozru eino ben yomo otu ben yomo, u'me'acha u'me ben yomo haya nosin tam, or you trich and shishim kelim kenegdo, who I did beinu binyomo eshtik zokein. Why isn't it all gzeirin binyomo to binyomo? He gives two terutim. First is a simple one, too far of a gzeira. Second is a psalom deshuan. Until it's a binyomo, it's not that you can't even discuss it, so therefore it's not considered in the same ballpark. I'm saving time, just giving you one a chance to read it up. Here it is, these next few lines. Yesh lomar. And v'yosin there, at your own time, I can't get with it right now. Now, the biurim has the following question. This is the remaskel ve'eno. Ve'eno starts on page kuf ayin hey, and ends on page kuf ayin ches, a pretty long biurim. But towards the end of it, has the following question. Why is an ogzeira min bimino unto min b'sheino mino in this regard? Again, the poskim say, if I have a pot, and this pot is a situation where I will never recognize it ever, whether what the pot I use is treif or not, so then we say it's okay, it's batel. But if I would recognize, it wouldn't be batel. One make it there, min bimino, otu min b'shein amino. That's his kasha over here in the biur. Great kasha. Great kasha. Page kufayin ches. Lama lo gazvinan kein gam bahadi dan. The appetite of us can be mino. Neso the shtamash pen zero to min mishen omino. What a great kash. Typically, when it comes to what? Yovish be yovish min mino. Rob is enough. No zero to mino. Why? One of two reasons. One of two reasons. Number one, even if yovish yovish min mishen omino is only the rabbonah. Number two, it's lo shchiach, because you can't find the case. We spoke about the shachin kuf tes, but those considerations do not apply over here. Sarach iyun. Not only that, there are holes that way. There are holes. Everything is awesome here. Even mimbimino, ato enishinamin, enamino. It's all found in page kuf ayin ches in the biur. Now we come to the connection between Siv Gimel and Siv Dalet. Look on the Yad Avram. Look on the Yad Avram on the bottom. Here in Siv Gimel, And the Chal gives you a reason why the pot is not a Davi Heshem Matir. Das agor kan sivdalin. We'll see soon. The tama bottle the davar shesh lematirin. Nearly, do I didn't gabe kli? Wow, da filu bala davar shesh lematirin b'teila barov. Wow, lo mahutzra kolom atan the bottle gabe kli. Bishop Sarah Lahotzi Otsos. So we pass in the Sivdal that Tam Nodil Yeshua Matirin, that's enough of a reason. There's the Kasha, the Yad Avram, against the Ramah. What did Ramah say in Sivdal? Dafka Ma'isa Be'en Yeshua Matirin. Avotamo is bottle. So here too, it's Siv Gimel. It's an obvious reason why should he. Not because he says, Lefish Tsarach Lotil Avotsos, Lagilo, the Ramos Siv Gimel. Give a better reason. Because whatever's going to be mixed in is only Tam. And you just said to send the very next Siv. When it comes to Tam, the Yosh Matiri, that's a Yad Avram's Kash. That's a Gavaldika Kash. So, what's the answer? Yesh lomar, lokosav kain ela lomo kol kayom sebazer, uched the mesayim betzachos lishono. Why did the Ramah add those extra words? Kol kayom sebazer. Because otherwise the kash is very shver. Who needs to say it's only time? But to a similar case, where it's mamash's prop. That's Yad Avram, found in the bottom of your Shulchan Aruch, right over here. Fine. Take a look here in the Siv Sei Das. Watch this. Siv Kot Ches. V'yamasas Binyamin. It says, Tama V'yalma, Grama, it's not a Dava Shesh Lamatir. Okay. Then he suggests, Wait a minute. Maybe we should say that the Kli itself has mamashes. The Kli, after the Gufa Kli, have a mamish. I'm reading here from the Sisedas. Is that a good svara? The Kli itself is mamash. Who cares about the Kli itself? So what's in the Kli? What's in the Kli? I both say very shverivar. What's in the Kli? Okay. That's a fact, see Sivdalat. Says Sivdalat is false. Yesh mi sha'omer. Lo shayach tov shesh lo matirim hecha shamacho miskalkel. It's going to get ruined. So, we're going to say atche tochlene b'yis tochlene b'heter. By the time the heter comes along, you're not going to want to eat anymore. Not going to be so royal achila. Take a look in the kivege. Harashal cholek the gamza mikriyeshna matirin. Kivega, out of here. Let's sift out. The marshal disagrees. It's the yeshna matirin. How can that be? So if you look in the biurim, again, the first word, like his first word biurim is yesh. And the word yesh quotes the marshal, how can it be? He says, no, you got it wrong. The marshal agrees. If it's miskalkel legamre, it's called yesh no matirim. It's not called yesh no matirim. What's the purpose? It's going to go, can't use it. Because he brings it right from the Rambam. Chometz is yesh no matirim. After Pesach is over, it won't be so good. Not that rude, it'll be 8 days old, big deal. Still eat it. That's when the Marshal argues. But if it's inedible completely, and the Marshal must agree with the Mechaber, that's considered to be, not considered to be Yesh Lamatirin, if it's going to be completely inedible by the time the Heter comes around. Good. This is the Mechaber. Now the Ramah. The Ramah is about four different statements. Maybe even five or six. We have to see one at a time. Rabbi says the Ramah, one line at a time. Can't jump. Line one in the Ramah. Ha de dava sheyesh lo matirin eino batel. Hainu dafka ima isa be'en. O sheyesh adai mamoshe so isa b'taros. Avol tamo batel. Stop right there. That's the kasha we had before. What's tamo's batel? I should explain Siv Gimel also. Siv Gimel is a case of what? A case of a kli. The tarf is below on the kli. It's not ben. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So then if there's Isser the kli and it's there, so then the kli would be
chana. But the Ramos is not perturbed by chana. He says the only time it's yesh no matirin is if it's mamish and ben. That's what he said.
So the producer is ben.
Not really bad. It's still in a pot. It's in another substance. It's not mamish ben. So, as a matter of fact, the shach sifkotin yud, shach sifkotin tes rather, quotes this tama batel. Quotes the Torah's chatos. He says the Gemara is against the Ramah. In order to defend the Ramah, there were those who say that the Ramah is only saying it if it's only what we call a plato. There are three levels, Rabbi Osai. Isa Be'en, Isa Nimoach, and plato. Someone minimized the Ramah, he only meant plato. Plato means not just there's no object we can see as treif. But the treif object was not dissolved into this item. Just it exuded taste into this item. It was pulled away. Then and only then did the Ramah say what he said. The Shach disagrees with it anyway, and the Taz agrees with it. Fine. What's the lumdus of the Taz? Look inside the Taz, please. Sifkat and Yud. Emes lo kosef tam zeshom lahatim mikoach bolua lo have dove shesh le matirin mikoach shein aheter lemash o yaosu dahinu bishom. Hold on a second. Lengthy task, trying to get one or two lines. The last few lines in the task. In Ain Shem El Tamo Shel Iser, Lo Haya Lo Avedo Shem Atirin, the Kevin Shesilek Misham, as good for Yisr, for lo nisha rak hatam, for min b'mino, ein hatam nirgosh klal meikara. Look at the next line of the word. It's an amazing line in the Taz. Umin haTorah ein sorich bitul klal. Dover shesh matirin is not bitul. You don't even need bitul over here. You don't need bitul because you can't taste the tarfus. Umin haTorah ein sorich bitul klal. L'amutam kika daraisa ela be'ein amino. You don't need bitul at all. Don't need bitul. Or bitul barov. Don't even need that. That's what it sounds like. You don't need bitul at all. I just read you the words of the Taz towards the end of Sif Katon Yud. Whoa, man, that's a chiddush nifla. Look at the Mishpat Zov says in Sif Katon Yud. Od yesh lumo midvarv din chodesh ad ma'od. Tohad de bemino beruba batal. Hainu kshiyesha ma'amasha. Hapleta. Af rov ein tzorich. Don't mean the rov. Because if I have an item, and it gets somehow absorbs and absorbs and absorbs and absorbs, to the point that the absorption is more than the volume of the original piece. And it's treif. Doesn't matter, it's mutter anyway. Why? Min b'minah's no tam. You don't need bitul barov. Pile plon. Wow. 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 Well, pleita rov in tzorich. M'shemachi dor shematirin. Tamo shari. The lav mitoras bitul koasin in alei. Finds this to be amazing. It's pretty amazing. And then end of the line. Vizel lo misbor bishum paisik vitzarech ian rav. It's a task of shachirish nifla v'nor ad mod. You don't even need bitl barov. Credit. It's showing it to you. Once alluded to this a long time ago. Here it is. In the Mishpat Zov, Sifkat Yud. A big chiddush. A very big chiddush. Okay. Does everyone agree with this, Taz? No. They disagree. Comes the Vilna Gaon typically with his own original mocker for the din of the Ramo. A Gemara. The Gra loves to find Gemaras for things which are very obscure. Look at the Gra, Sifkatan Yud Gimel. What does it say this? Kemosh Amar Beresh Yomtif. Beit Adalim and Beis, Hani Mili Hecha the Isal Isra Beina. But over here, the Gemara ends Mikla Kola Isura. Amazing vort. That's the sugya of Yesh Lamatir named Yischatchila, the famous sugya of Nafdalim and Beis and Besefta Beit, which we saw a few times. Eitim Shenafshu Min Adekel, we mix into other logs. So it gets all burned up. So we have more leniencies. Oh, says the guy here also. It's only time. Only time. It's like the asim, which are all burned up. There's no mamashis. The problem which bothers the Vilna Gaon, it's if cut in your gimel. The chain besiv gimel. Klisha nesar. Wait a second. We saw this before. In siv gimel, it talks about klisha nesar. Potentially being a problem of yeshna matirin. Why? It's only Tam. We had that question before. Yad Avram. Who needs Hotzos? Say it's only Tam. So the Goyen is this cash over here. It's Sifkat and Yud Gimel as well. Let me show you what it says over here. Hold on a second, please. I think it's something here about it, if I'm not mistaken. Again, I'm sorry, my voice. Dina Chasav Vir Agra Litchos Divir Amod Arei Besif Gimel Gavei Kliya Balua Meisim Shenistar Ben Akelim Donu Les Meshesh Matirin Avshe Zerak Tama Balua Bekli Yashiv Divir Amod Chasav Yad Yehuda The Rak Tam Isur Hamis Arei Behet Beberach Shalach Balach Zelo Choshev Yep. Mashenkin Betarovas Kalim Shutarovas Yovish Be Yovish Vatam Omeid Bekli Befnei Atzmo Bezeh Machmirim Im Yeshla Matirim. End quote. What's Pshat? Based on the Gra. Rak Shatam is Are Betoch Lach Zeh Nechshav the less of the Surah Be'enei. I ate it. Yovish Be Yovish. Look what he says. No. Is that domela ate muktza and esrofin im ate heter the chom ate muktza bolul bechom ate aheter velesa beinei as opposed to a time yisra bebulo bekli veomim bifnei atzmo is a nechshav yisra beinei. Amazing. Some mefarshim are bothered by the kasha of the Eitzim as being Yavish be Yavish. So without spelling it out, the Megillah Sam says, no, we don't care about the wood, we care about the heat which is generated by the wood. You're not going to use that as a heat source for cooking on Yontif. Heat is an abstraction. The heat from the Muktzah wood and the heat from the Mutter wood all gets mixed together in the air. It's like Lach Balach squared. It's not solid, it's not liquid, it's gas. It's even less mamushistic. That's what he suggests over here. In passing, a very nice svara, which solves the problem which other mefarshim ask against the Yad Yehuda, because they quote the source as being davdalanam and base, and they say it's yavish biyavish. That's what the biurim said. Yad Yehuda said, okay, this is even better. Fine. Now, Rabbi Osa, let's go a little bit further. Ol yesh li yashtiv ramah, chavaz das. Meduber be'isur sheni moach, watch this now. The tocheter gush. Those of a good memory, we spoke about a Tom Kiker. The item, which is considered the least existent in the world, is a liquid which gets absorbed into a solid. It's a liquid and a liquid, so they're all there. All those liquids comprise what's in front of us. But a liquid which gets absorbed into a solid, so the liquid is just not around. Oh. Rakzen echshav l'tam avalo mamoshim. Avalo heter, below belach belach, is an echshav l'tam avalo mamoshim. This answers all the kashas. Yes?
Didn't we say that?
It was only the Fishitas Rashi and Tosos. I'm not going to Tom Kiker now, but the facts remain the facts. Kamze yesh levar pi mocha meagra. Rak ba'ofer sheni moach patok gush u'botale loves and nechshav l'less of the Yisru Abeinei. As opposed to the Sarah Balach. It's all one thing. The Chavez Das writes, Shal pi dvarav yesh yashev kol kushus ashach halaramah. But called the Nirim, he said, the Kavanos of the Ashagama Kusha Mitarovis Kalim, the Raktama Balua Begush Shel Ochel Botale Love. Now, Ukamanda Lesa Mashengen Balua Bekli Shenechshav Rakikonos Bekli, not Balua Uma Ukaman the Isibe Ne Dami, Platif of Art. If I have a liquid which is absorbed in a solid food, it's command the lesson. If I have a liquid which is simply in a metal pot, that's not command the lesson. It's as if it's a pot, it's just sort of it's a holding pattern. It's a holding tank for the liquid. It's command the easy dummy. This answers all the questions. Again, if the Chavez Das is correct, this answers all the questions. Fine. Rabosai, we only have 20 minutes to go. Let's try to continue the Ramah, as I told you, line by line. We did only one line in the Ramah so far. Bapen. Next line. V'chein im ein isuro machmas atzmo batu. Lukla. When is yesh matir lo batu if it's isuro machmas atzmo? But it only is somehow some it's some outside force is answering it, won't apply. Here's an example. Ken chaticha shalom nimlecha tov shlosh yomim. Afal pish yesh omim. The big davar yesh matir and hol mataras mitzli. Afilu haki betela. The ein is ein asura ella machmas dam habaluaba. A little bit of a background, Rabosa. A little bit of a background. Rabosai, who in this room has ever seen salting meat in your life? One person. Two. Doesn't exist anymore. If you ask your parents or grandparents, they'll tell you they actually saw it or did it. Where the balabost would go to this butcher, he'd check the chicken, and she'd take it home and she'd kosher it. When I was a young rabbi in Riverdale, there was still kashering in the butcher shop. And there's a din over here, chumas ha'gaonim, can only salt the meat within 72 hours of the shechita. Every shechita had a tag when it took place. 72 hours passed, finished. Problem was, they're coming from the west. Trains, took time. So if you put the meat in water, this restarts the clock. So as a young rabbi, I used to get up 4 o'clock. I remember once getting up 4 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning to go to the butcher shop to make sure all the meat was put into the water. Where's that in the rabbi's contract? They say that in the old days they'd have the meats come in big trucks, trains, and the rabbi would come with a hose, spray it down. Because the pilpul, that counts, it doesn't count. We didn't know. We actually dumped the meat into the water. Barrels of water. Nowadays, everything is salted already in Iowa. We never salt that anymore. No salting, no trimming. It's all done. It's all done far away from home. So I have meat. One piece of meat is more than 72 hours after Shechita. Can't salt that anymore. Should be bottled. Wait a minute. You can make it kosher with tzli. What's tzli mean? What's tzli, no? Roasting. You can roast meat. You don't have to salt it. No. Because the meat is not an intrinsic prohibition. The meat is only usur because it has the absorption of blood. Meat only has an absorption of blood. We don't view the meat as a davar shesh l'matirin, which is v'hibitzli, which I feel about a flow bot. Ad kan der amun. You understand the words? Push the words. You get the words straight. Good. Fine. Says the Sif Seidas, Sif Kot Yud. Whole thing is two lines. Ayin Shach, the Balu Anami Abidavish Eshamatiri. Aye, the Rav said before, the Ramah, Tamo Botel. Great Kasha. Just give the old reason. We need a new reason for. Yeshloma, the Azlina and Kan Basar Achaticha, Ubi Enu. What does that mean? We follow the Chatich itself. We don't follow the original source of the Issa, which is blood. Why? What does that mean? What does that mean? So you could say that it's Yavish be Yavish, Yad Yehuda. The previous Rama was only talking about Lach Balach. Here it's Yavish be Yavish. So that's where the first Rama won't work in this case. That's one possible answer. He gives another answer. Very nice answer. I want to show it to you inside. We also found a Bali Ashur. second. Oh. Maduolo hekler omi ta makwas mashakos the precious dvarov. The table of Amash's bottle. Sif se das yud. I know what he's talking about. I have a pshat. Yad Yehuda, Yavish B'Yavish. Fine. The Chavis Da said no. Sarach Lomar, to hold the Kaftsura Sachaticha, Mitchilas Priyosa, Shehi Blua Midam, that was created. Ein Zeh Nechshev L'Tam L'Ma Moshes, Elechelek L'Ma Moshes Sachaticha. So what's the Bari HaShulchan? Maybe that's what the Prima Gadam actually meant. Maybe. Now, the Taz and the Shach don't like their Amo. Why shouldn't it be Eshna Matirin? Why not? Comes the Gra, Sifkot in your Dalit. Kol Achronim Cholkem Alzeh. Taz, Shach, Da, Ra, Ra, Ra. Then he says, no. Ratsa Lomar. In Ein Hadava Balua Mimino. Toys is cool in Kluf Chesem and Beis. What does that mean? Remember that Tosis? Famous Tosis, the Rashbam, the Ri. That if I have Rotev, which absorb taste from something, we don't say it would Aser Min Bimino according to Rabbi Yehuda, because the original source is the Mid Mishen Amino, says the Gra. Oh, so the Pshat and this Ramah, the Shachar doesn't want to argue with. It's very simple. Dov Shesh Shematir is bottle by Mid Mishen Amino. Simple. Gra Sifkaton Yudalit Min Mishen Amino. Yep. So the question becomes, if that's the case, so why does Shachar and Taz argue? Take a look at the Pisachet Shuvah, please. Sifkaton Ches. The beginning. Goes to Pnei Aryeh. The Ramah. Kol She'eno Osir Machmas Atzmo Batel. Against the Achron. Ela Shekosav. Look over here. She'ain kavana saramod b'chol inyan she'ino osur machas batzma batal ela mayri dafka she'isur abalua eino mino imash and is arev achshav me'acha she'ha osur atzmo hu min b'she'ino mino lo yofe kocho mikocho yinan ha'kol katayruvas min b'she'ino mino the batal yesh matirim the gross of the same thing. Based on the Tosas from the Sech Techulim, Daf Kuf Chesim and Beis. It's right in front of you. Pischet Shuvah Sifkot Ches at the very beginning. Yeah. So the question, of course, becomes, so why does anybody argue? Why? So Taz Neshach seem to say, even in my Yisra Balua who ain't no Mino, Shalachatichas, Gam Kain Oslim and Loch Hilkel Bezet. Sarach Lomar, the whole of the Dove Hishamatirin. Lo Athena Basa Taima, Elabasa Shma. And we saw the Shach Gimel from the Rishonim. Therefore they hold Shah Isra Balua Bechaticha Botelhu Bishmo Lachaticha Ushmo Kishema Chaticha. Ve'eino shame acher, ve'gam dama balua bechaticha shel basar, yesh lo shame basar, ve'lo shame dam, ve'lochein nechshavu kemin b'mino, ve'gam bechaticha shel basar acheros, ve'eino batel. That's the fight between the Gra and the Shach and the Taz. The Gra defended the Ramos as min b'shen amino. One is blood, one is meat. They say no, basar shma. The blood and the meat is considered meat. It's also min mimino, Rabosai. It's a very deep shaila. I can't explain too much what they're finding about. Just wanted to show it to you inside. Fine. Rabosai. Let's go a little bit further in Rambam. A little bit further. We're trying to get down to the last 10 minutes. We're not going to finish today, right? I see now, but let's do as far as we can. Rambam Bait. Kol Isur Shalo Ayod Niker Kodim Shenis Arev Have Botel Afal Pi Shudov Shesh Lamatir. Where's this case? Shachs of Kodim Yud Beis. It's based on the Mordechai and Shachs. Gigis Malaya Anovim Bu'utim Foyabo Harbe Yayin Solo Kodim HaShabbos Mut Odigach B'Shabbos Min HaYayin Afal Pi Shiyotze Gamata Min HaNovim Kol Shoh Fishem is battle, but Mash Yotzak Kvar. Ain't no Mr. Damish Matirin. Menachash Lohoyal of Shame Yain of Niatzmo, May Olam. So what? So what? So what? So what? Who cares? Who cares? Take a look in the Rebbe Kivega. Kivega. Says, Tosis is against it. Gam nira came midas oran. Geran says in the Doron daf nun ches. Shimon af ani onlo mat little beer. Tibidin dovish shishle matirin. Af agidulim lo oyu nikor mifni atzman lo betele beikar. Also, I thought it on my own, and I found the body of shulchan. This should depend on my focus Rashi and Iran 2 days ago. According to the Ran, no difference if it was Nikar or not Nikar. What's the difference? It's still the whole love of Shavart, not enough of a contrast. Don't make sure it's in the bottom. But according to Rashi, what did Rashi say? Ache tochlenu be iser, tochlenu be heter. It's at least arguable. When do we say that principle? If at one point in time there was a recognizable iser. Now the recognizable iser got mixed into heter. So why take a chance? Wait till later. Over here, it was never recognizable in its history as a Dvar Yisur. From the very first minute, it became involved, it got mixed into the Heter. From its inception. So, Svar Rashi, we can argue and be mutter in this kind of a situation. Baruch Shekivanti, to the body of Shulchan, Sifkotan, Mem Beis. Explains why the Ran on the Shittosa. The Ran argues on this Ramah, the Ran on the Shittosa. The Ramah is going to Shittos Rashi. Right. Getting close. Mi shenodar midover echot v'nis arev achakach l'didei mikri dover sheesh lematirin d'ho efshar lishol al nidro. Did I hear the word efshar? Look on the side. The different kirsos. Quotes a gemara masecht in the dorim daf nun tes. Mitzvah! If it would not be for a mitzvah, we wouldn't consider it to be Eish L'Matirin. Why? But not by itself. I already mentioned this before. Either happens by itself or it's a mitzvah. So why does the Ramah say Efshar? He should have said it's a mitzvah before Shi Gemara and Daf Nun Tes Amun Aleph. Question, Rabosai. The Hilchos Nedarim here. What do you mean? Efshar l'shal nidro. Rabbi say, how do you go about doing Atarah Siddur? What are the methods? You go to a chacham, great. But what methods does he employ? Pesach or Charat. There are two ways to do Atarah Siddur. Charat, I regret it. What does Pesach mean? Had I known what I know now, I never would have. I wouldn't have taken the neder. Something changed. Pesach and Charat. Fine. He asked the Bali HaShulchan, what do you mean? It's in your ability to do Ataras Nedarim. Who said? Where you can make a Pesach and Charat out of nowhere? I read you. Page, Kuf, Pei, Hey. Chorek Kosher, the first wide line. Harim ein lo Pesach, v'gam einu mischaret al nidro, ein biyot lishol olof. Aye, it's a mitzvah lishol al nidro. Shani Avon Nedarit. That's if it's Biyodol Yishol Olav. But in other cases, no Pesach, no Charata. So some want to say, what do you mean? Rabosai, you have the ability to be misarate, to regret having taken the nether. But the Bible doesn't like that. Doesn't like that. He says, you can't force someone to regret it. Lo shayach l'chayev es ha'odam l'shanos v'tzono v'nichus ha'dilei. You can't force a guy to regret something. He brings a raya in the bottom of Kufman Gimel from the Gemara in Shabbos. The father of the ben is supposed to do the bris milah, but there's a baharis there and also the mokam ha'milah. So we say, let someone else do it. Why? Because the father wants to get his son off the negatzaras. I tell the father, shall he escape in the tzitzas of Aharis to get rid of the son's saras? El al korcho, lo shayach l'chayev es odom l'shanos minichus adidei. You can't force the guy to not want his son to not be have negatzaras. Everyone wants his son to have the negatzaras. That's his raya. That cannot be raya. Of course, everyone loves his son. Over here, since we know it's a mitzvah to do ataras adarim, we'll tell you, regret that you took the netta. Rabbi, I don't regret it. But think about it for a minute. The rabbis told you it's a mitzvah to get rid of your nedarim. If it's a mitzvah to get rid of nedarim, you should regret it. Regret you took the netta. As a matter of fact, you know how we do an ataras adarim nowadays? If you haven't been in ataras adarim, it's two questions. First question, Mr. X, do you regret having taken the nether? The answer is yes, good. The answer is no, that's how you send him away. Then I say, and if when you took the nether, you would have known that you would regret it, would you ever have taken it in the first place? He says, no, it's a Pesach. That's Ramon in the Yoradeya, later on, Yechus Dador. We convert the Charata into a Pesach. That's how we do our Torah Sinam today. I'm not talking about Erev Hashanah, that's a joke. That's not a bunch of words, I don't know what to talk. But real Torah Sedar, you have Charata, and you convert it into a Pesach, Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. So I thought, you can convince a guy to have Charata, because it's a mitzvah. The person should be a tzaddik, you know, you want to do it. Don't you want to do it? Aren't you a good Jew? If you're a good Jew, you should have Charata. You should regret it, you took the netta. Not the same as the case of Shabbos, Kuf Lam and Gimel, that he quotes over here. That's what I thought. The mitzvah. That's what I thought. Anyway. Just one final nekuda over here, which is quoted over here again in the Biurin from the Netziv. Then we'll stop. I can't quite finish it. The Netziv has a chiddush nifla. He says, Avada can be mischaret. Avad. Either Gemara Nafnun Tes says, has the mitzvah. The Gemara goes according to the Man D'Yomar in the Dorm Chof Aleph, the Charot is no good. You have to have a Pesach. Oh. So for a Pesach, they need a mitzvah to get you involved in a Pesach. But for Charot, you wouldn't even need it. So I said, the guy will have Charot because he knows it's a mitzvah. According to the Netziv, even without a mitzvah, just tell the guy to regret it. Plus, we'll stop here. Bishop Tamar will finish up the Ramah quickly, and then we'll go to Simon Kuf Gimel, the letter of a Nos Tam of God.